Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 81 of ZK Live. Tonight we are on location in Shelburne, Vermont. I'm at my in-laws in the dining room. Everybody is having dinner right now. But tonight we have a really awesome guest. I'm excited to talk to him. His name is True. His company is True Colors, Inc. He is a artist, decorative artist. He paints rooms in a way that's incredibly unique. It caught my eye. A viewer of the show actually sent me his feed and said, "You gotta check this guy out." When you guys all check out his his page, I think you're gonna be pretty impressed what he's doing with, I'm assuming, just basic wall paint and lots of frog tape, I'm imagining, and some serious design inspiration. He's transforming rooms. It's really cool. I've never seen anything like it. It's like graffiti meets like painting with super straight lines. And, you know, something that, you know, I like to follow a very strict formula. And so the idea of looking at a blank wall and coming up with the designs he comes up with are just like so far from something that I would ever be doing. He should be on any minute. When he does get on, I'm going to invite him in. I know he's on location, I believe, on a project, a top secret project that he's not allowed to share. I believe he's there for like the next month working on this project and can't share about it, I think, until it's over by client request. So I'm hoping that his service is good. We didn't have time to do a test ahead of time. So I think any minute we will bring True on and we will talk about, in the meantime, you should check out True Colors on your other phone. If you're like me and you have a work phone and a personal phone, you can go on Instagram on your other phone and, check out True Colors, TREW Colors, crazy stuff. We'll give him a couple more minutes. If it doesn't come on, if he's not here in a couple minutes, I'll restart this and we'll try again. Just because on the replay, we don't want to have a 3-minute long lead in. But I know where he is in connection. He may have connection issues. And if it doesn't work out, we'll have to reschedule. I was just really excited to talk to him because we don't talk to... I've not talked to like an artist like that yet. Decorative painters a lot, but I don't know. I'm interested. There he is. I'm interested to hear what he calls himself. How he thinks of himself. Is it artist? Is it? But I just invited him on, and this should be cool. What's up? Can you hear me?
I'm here.
How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for joining me. Have good service?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Okay, good. Sorry I'm a little late. I'm trying to set up. I couldn't really figure out how to like do this, but I'm here.
No problem.
I'm still at work, as you can see.
I saw the paint on your hands.
Paint on my hands, paint on my hair.
We know you're the real deal.
I try, man. Thank you, though. I work really, really hard. I work hard for you to say that, man.
Dude, your stuff is next level.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I was just saying, as a what I do in my business is like, I follow a very strict, like, we cut straight lines, we make uniform things all the time. We follow a designer's inspiration. So the idea of looking at a wall and coming up with what you do terrifies me.
Honestly, what I'm doing right now is like, I don't know. I'm sitting here like, why do I do this to myself? But it's so worth it at the end, you know? Yeah, so worth it. I don't know. I can like really see. Yeah.
How many days have you been on this project?
I've been on this project for a week now.
Wow.
But I'm honest, as you see, I'm on stairs now. So I'm going up 4 levels. This is just the first. So yeah, I'm going to be here for a while. I can't say where I'm at because they're surprising the staff and everything, so they don't want me to like tag the location. But once I'm done, everybody will know.
Dude, it's just insane. So let's start at the beginning. How did you get into all this?
Okay, so I always, you know, I never thought I would be, you know, a painter. You know, I couldn't draw. I've never really been into like art. I mean, I've been into art, but like more performing arts, you know, like rapping, singing, dancing, you know. But a few years ago, I would say about like 2015, maybe 14, I was just in a really, really low place in my life, you know. And I really was just sick of, like, you know, my lifestyle and the things I was really doing to myself. And I wanted to make a change pretty much, you know. I was already pushing 30 at the time. I'm 35 now. When I was 29, I've never touched a paintbrush. Just want to let you know that, you know. So, yeah, so I pretty much, I didn't want to, like, I'm not going to really tell my business too much, but I didn't want to be out in the streets doing things I was doing. So I wanted a better way to make money, and I ended up going to a company called Staff Zone. I don't know if you ever heard of Staff Zone, but it's pretty much they send people to construction sites and have them clean up the sites and stuff like that. Long story short, I started working for them, and I started being the punch-out guy. I think that's what they call it, like touch-up spots in apartments before they, like, lease them, like, you know, pin them out for rent. And a guy in Atlanta at the time, he was like, oh, well, I have my own construction company. Maybe you could come work for me. I need help, you know? His name is Dan. I don't know if Dan is on his live, but Dan changed my life because Dan gave me an opportunity to work for him, and he taught me how to paint. He taught me how to roll the walls up and down, just regular painting, you know? And from that, I was just eager to, like, to what he was doing and just have my own business. So I worked with him for about 2 years, and towards the end, I started taking pictures of my work as far as, like, just painting. So once I started working on my own, I wanted to learn how to do stripes and stuff. You know, I came across a guy's page. His name is Paint Junkie. I don't know if Paint Junkie's on his line, but Paint Junkie, he showed me that I can, like, how to use colors and you know, and do things that I pretty much wasn't doing. And I was like, oh my God, I want to be like that. I want to have a business where I'm doing, like, accent walls, dope accent walls. So I learned how to do a stripe. And from that, I learned how to put a stripe over a stripe. Once I learned how to do that, I was just like, and the crazy thing is, I'm still teaching myself. Like, I could never really do anything twice because, like, every job I do is, like, I'm teaching myself different little things. I mean, it's starting to, like, look more like my style now because, you know, all the hard work I put into mastering this, but it's not easy, you know, and it's hard to teach because I'm still teaching myself in a sense.
Yeah. So you started off, were you using, like, I'm assuming you use frog tape. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Frog tape is the best.
And were you using that from the beginning?
Actually, I was using blue tape that it was some blue tape that they said was good for straight lines, but it never really was perfect. You know, I like crisp lines, and I came across crisp lines from the frog tape. Don't get me wrong, though. Frog tape, you still have to pen a lot of work to get on straight lines. Like, my fingertips literally be bleeding sometimes because you have to press every single part and make sure it's, like, really pushed down so the paint don't bleed through.
Yeah. Do you also take a damp rag to it?
I'm sorry?
So, did you know that if you run a damp rag over frog tape, it seals the edge?
I didn't know that. This is what I do. You see that? You see how my sleeves are all ripped up? That's how clothes look, because I take my fingers and I'm pressing it, and it's literally ripping it. And that's right. Why my fingers were bleeding, because if my clothes are ripping, imagine what my skin was doing.
Dude, I'm going to change your game right now. It's going to blow your mind. So I learned this not that long ago, actually. Why frog tape is so special is there's a little powder on the tape. Really? That when it gets wet, it expands.
It is powder on the tape. It is.
So that powder gets wet and expands. So when we do straight lines and stuff, we put our tape out, press it down, but not, like, insane. Press it down. And then just take a lightly damp rag and run it over the tape. And that will expand that powder and seal the edge.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I mean, I didn't even know that. Like, maybe I won't have, like, bleeding fingers no more.
Try it. I'm interested to see how it works for you. But that's what I didn't used to always do that. And then somebody told me that it was meant to, because ideally
water-based paint will do that too. It'll expand it. But that's risky, right? And any little spot that goes wrong. So we always run.
Especially for what I'm doing, because anything that goes wrong that's next to that spot, I have to touch up every little thing. And like if I'm climbing up ladders, I have to climb down and get the paint, climb back up, climb down. So yeah, it's a lot that I go through. So I don't work regular hours. I work like the crazy person hours, like all day, every day, always. I'm always working.
Really?
Always. I'm always working.
I love that though. So you went from painting walls for somebody. How'd you get your first job that somebody paid you like through you, like to you directly and not through your employer?
I used to be a bartender at that time. Also, I was a bartender and I was working with the guy who had a construction company. And somebody at my bar, I told him that I paint also. And then they was like, oh, you know, I have an apartment and I have like 18 units. And they was like, we need a painter. And I was like, oh. And so pretty much that was my first job. No designs, nothing special. I literally just rolled the walls, but I got paid all the money. So,
yeah.
His name was Sharif. Sharif in Atlanta. I will never forget him. He was my first client.
Dude, I love it. And so what happened after that? Like, did that go like, oh man, like I could do this, you know?
Yeah, but you know, when you first start in a business, everything goes slow. You know, you can't really like pay bills and it's hard, you know? So I still was working with the other guy. You know, and I still was doing the bartending. And if I get other jobs on my own, then I'll tell the other guy that I can't work with him and I'll do my own jobs. It was like that for a couple, probably about 6 months. And then I ended up moving back to New York. When I moved back to New York, there was no other guy for me to work with. But a lot of people have been watching me on social media when I was in Atlanta painting, especially friends and family. And I just started working on a lot of them first. And once I started working, you know, all my friends, all my family, I pretty much painted for everybody. And that kind of like built my name in a sense. And I was doing a lot for free. And I was doing a lot for like pretty much almost nothing. All I wanted to do was paint on people's walls. So any opportunity I got, I took it. And then I worked extra hard. I did way more than I was supposed to do what I was being paid for. And I did that for about 2 years, honestly. My first clients always lucky because they got me for almost nothing. You understand? But I appreciate them because they gave me opportunity. They gave me a place to showcase my work and they trusted me. So clients like that had no idea what they wanted and they just let me do whatever I wanted to do. That's why I'm like able to do what I'm doing today because they gave me a chance, you know? It's like nobody really knows what I'm gonna do. So it's kind of hard, like, you know? And I don't even know what I'm gonna do, but they trusted me. So it was hard. It was my journey is crazy. Trust me.
That's awesome.
Like my friends and family, nobody really sees me because I'm always working.
I get it. Once you get that up, I have a similar story. And, you know, I started off nothing. Someone said, hey, I have a house. I'll pay you $15 an hour to paint it. And, mm-hmm. you know, for years, I just took it on the chin and over-delivered for clients. Because I wanted to do great work, but no one was going to pay me anything. Like, who was I?
Especially, right. You got to show them. You got to give them the best deal. Family and friends, do it for free. Yep. You know, and that's my story. Just working hard for nothing. Like, I always told myself, I got to work 10 times harder than everybody else just to get a little bit. So, I'm still doing that. Like, I mean, things I told myself, like 2-3 years ago, I set a goal for myself. And honestly, today, all of that stuff is like everything I set for myself is happening today. Like, honestly, everything, you know, but now I have new goals. So it's like, I'm never like just going to sit back and be like, okay, I did it. I made it. No. Once I get something, I want more, you know, because I feel like it's just so much to do. It's so much to do. The more I learn, the more I want to do, you know?
When was the first time you went from painting, just repainting things solid? When was the first time you were like, I'm going to do anything remotely close to what you do today?
It's a long journey that led up to what I'm doing today, but I guess it just goes from doing the straight walls, and the abstract walls is what a lot of painters call them, which is like triangles that's like connected to each other. I learned that abstract is not just triangles connected to each other. Abstract is abstract, you know? Yeah. That's abstract. And I just wanted to kind of master that. So the first time that I really felt like I was changing the game in a sense, you know, was I had a client in Long Island, and I pretty much did a strike. But instead of doing a strike, the strike moved up, down, this way, down, up, up, boom, boom, you know? And from that, I've learned how to, like, cut frog tape and make frog tape into what you want it to be, not just what's going to happen, you know? With the triangles connected and strikes, you know, you put the tape down and you leave it. But the stuff that I taught myself, it's like you have to, like, cut the frog tape, you understand? So once I did that, everything that I started doing after that just involved like these lines that's going like that. And then I started getting sick of doing that. So it's just like me, I just let my mind just go, you know? Sometimes I look at it afterwards and be like, is that what you did? You know, like, cause I don't even be knowing. I mean, I mastered what it takes to get this stuff clean. But as far as the design itself, that comes after it's done. I don't really know what it's going to look like.
So what does that process look like? Are you sketching it out on a piece of paper ahead of time?
Never.
And then, or you're just doing it as you go?
As I go. Everything is done as I go. If somebody wanted me to sketch something out on a piece of paper, I would be mortified because I can't draw. And on top of that, I wouldn't be able to put this on a piece of paper. And on top of that, I build my designs. I don't know what it's going to look like until it's done.
Dude, that is mine. I never would have guessed that. I thought for sure you were going to tell me you sketch the whole thing out and then put it into the world.
Never. I would be more if somebody wanted me to do that. I probably wouldn't respond because I don't know. I worry about that because I feel like, you know, some people is going to want that. I mean, I've had clients that wanted me to sketch it out. And yeah, this guy, I can't draw.
So. You were, because one of my favorite things about your work is the way you take the wall in the ceiling and they just are like one thing.
Yeah.
And it like, there's no break.
Yeah.
And it changes the feel of the room. I like just in pictures. Mm-hmm. Did that come from taking a stripe from the wall up to a ceiling? Like, and then it just expands? Because I feel like the jump from saying I'm going to do it on a wall to going, the wall and the ceiling are now one thing. Is that a big jump?
Right. Okay, so that, I had did some black and white stripes on the ceiling for a client going down the steps about two years ago. And I had a particular client, A1 Price, what up? I had a particular client, he wanted me to do black and white stripes on his ceiling just like that. But he wanted me to design all the walls also. So I was like, okay, so I was like, you just want me to go crazy. And pretty much I did his you know, it's a picture I have. It has the heart, it has like the lines going around the wall. And
is the one that says level up and it's the staircase?
No, that's level up right here. I'm working on that right now.
No way.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. All you can see is up right now because I have to finish taking the tape off. But yeah, but because of that, because of his apartment, I had a client in Long Island, and she has like a game room downstairs. And that game room really, really, really changed a lot of stuff for me because I mean, all over this world, and I'm not exaggerating, people are hitting me up about that particular picture. And there's a pool table that's blue, and the walls match the pool table. So from that particular job, I was going to keep all the stripes measured and everything was going to go correctly, but then I was just like, you know, I just got bored with that in a sense. So I mean, I don't want to tell my secrets, but it almost was easier for me to do it the way I do it now rather than all of the, you know. And I'm like, it's going to look right. I'm like, who's to tell me what I can do as far as art? Art is art, you know, as long as it's clean, like, you know. So from that pool table room, it's like a whole game room. After that, I was just like, oh, yeah. I was like, true, you could do anything you want to do with this box. Nobody's, and I just stopped looking at references. Like, I don't want to look at nothing. I don't want to see nobody's work. I don't want to get no ideas. I just want everything to come from here, you know? Because I'm a little crazy. So I realized, like, crazy is artistic in a sense. Like, my crazy, like, all of this, that's just how I've been, how I've been living life in a sense, like, confused. Like, and I really put it on the wall. I put it on the wall, man. It's hard to really explain. It's really hard to, like, talk about. It's hard to, like, I can't explain it. I can't explain it. It's just it's art that I do.
The pool table room, because that's, I want to talk to you about that. That, I mean, that room is insane. And so where, how did that got published, or like that someone photographed that and it went out into the world? Like, how did that happen?
Good on Instagram. I'm a big fan of sponsored ads. I don't care what anybody says. If anybody want to judge me because I put ads out, then they're bugging, because I utilize Instagram. I am a client of Instagram. They help my business so much. So when I put that ad out, I felt like it went, like, viral. Like, it just was different from the other ads that I've been posting, like, all over the place. I'm talking about Nigeria, Ghana. I promise you. Like, they hit me up from everywhere. And I just kept posting that. I just kept using that same ad. I'm like, okay, this is the winning picture right here. I'm going to keep using it. And yeah, it worked for me. And I'm not ashamed to say it. Anybody that has a business, use sponsor ads. Use it. Use it. It's going to widen your audience. It's going to give you a bigger audience. And if you really, really, really want to do this, then
use it. Hey, I'm going to have to preach to the choir right here. My entire business is built on Instagram.
Instagram, right? Yes. Sponsor ads. If you have good work and people like your work, they're going to follow you. They're going to support it if it's good. Yes, everybody's not going to win from the sponsor ad if they don't have the right product, but I've been winning. And I put in a lot of work, a lot of hours to win. So people want to say, oh, he's, you know, that's just an ad. That's an ad. Yeah, but I see ads all the time. I'm not following them. It's my work that's making people really follow it. So
you have to be the real deal.
Thankful.
Sorry, I missed that.
I said, I'm thankful. Yeah. I'm like really humble. I get so much messages, and that stuff makes me feel so good, man, because I literally came from the ground, yo. Like, from the ground. I worked so hard to even be having you talk to me, bro. You know, where are you from?
I'm in Rhode Island. Rhode Island. I grew up in Kansas.
Awesome.
Yeah. And are you New York? You born and raised?
Born and raised in New York, yep. I'm from Queens, New York, and I'm from Long Island also. I moved to Long Island when I was about 16. So, you know, spent a lot of important years in Long Island, and I have a lot of friends and family in Long Island. So,
I rep both. So, is the pool table room the room that has the, like, portrait, the half portrait of Tupac?
That's actually in New Orleans. That's a different one. Yeah, that's in New Orleans.
Did you paint that?
No, I didn't paint that. Everybody asked me about painting.
Because it just didn't match up with everything else. So I was like, are you also painting portraits that, and just
no,
only one time?
No, that wasn't okay. Me. Shout out to that artist, because that artist was awesome. But that wasn't me. It's not my style of art.
Yeah. So that's, like, what I think is so interesting about what you're doing is you're using straight lines. And I watch you use levels and all this stuff. But then, like, and it's like, there's so these level lines. And then there's also, it's like also insanely abstract and random with straight lines, which it's such a interesting juxtaposition.
It's just building. I build it. I don't rush. I build it. I can't explain. Like, I would do a design, and then I'll do a design on top of that. And then I'll do another design on top of that. So when I take all three layers of tape off, you know, a lot of people do one layer, one level. They tape, they paint, they take the tape off. Me, I tape, I paint, put some more tape, I paint, more tape, I paint, more tape, cut that tape, take a little bit off, put more, this, that. It never ends with me. Like, and that's why I spend 14, 18 hours on a wall, one wall.
The pipes one, that time lapse you have with those pipes,
shout out to Frog Tape, because they posted that on their page, and got a lot of nice feedback from that.
Dude, that thing is nuts. So do you go and go, like, do you go buy all the colors ahead of time? You're like, I'm going to put these six colors on here today?
Another one of my secrets. Okay, so Because I use so much paint and do all this, I always have extra paint. So a client could tell me, okay, they want this color scheme, but I'm probably coming with like 13 to 15 more cans just that was already in my truck from the last job. So colors, that's why they call me True Colors, because you're not just, the client's not gonna tell me the colors. I'm always gonna add more colors unless they tell me, oh, I only want these colors. But my clients now have no idea what they want. All they know is that they want me to do something. So it's really, I make a lot of the decisions for the job that I do. So everything's like, I don't really have nobody telling me what to do. Like right now, I'm at a whole establishment, like, you know, and nobody checks on me. Nobody told me what to do. Nobody said anything. So it's like, you know, like, how can I don't know, just the fact that they trust me this much, like,
so I did notice, like you were saying, that unless they're really insistent, I noticed there was a few rooms that the color scheme matched, like the pillows and the bedspread and the carpeting. Have you worked with interior designers?
I've never worked with interior designers, but I don't know, it's just like an eye. Like I tell my clients all the time, like, you know, this is what I did, so this is what you need to do afterwards. And they listen to me. You know, some clients already have the whole setup. So what I do is I design it according to what they have already. It's always different.
I think that at some point, if you got connected with the right designers, that and to combine like
I love y'all. Designer, I'm reading the comments. I'm sorry.
No worries. If you combine like what you're doing as a service to a high-end designer.
Do I say that one more time?
Have you thought about like reaching out to high-end designers and like collaborating?
When I first started, I thought about that. But now, honestly, it's like hard to even think about anybody that's not reaching out to me because I have so much clients and I have so much stuff ahead of me and I have so much work to do. So the thought of thinking of reaching out for somebody to do more work, it's just not right there right now. I feel like whatever's for me is for me, and if that comes in the future, then I'm gonna be ready for it. You know. But I have great clients. I have great, amazing people reaching out to me every day. It's different people that blows my mind. Opportunity that's coming my way in the future. Crazy. And it all started from Staff Zone. You know what I mean? Like Staff Zone. I was making $7 an hour probably at 30 years old. For real, this is a
true story. It's unbelievable.
True story.
So tell me about the gas station convenience store in Montauk.
Oh, the gas station.
How did that happen? That is, I want to drive to Montauk just so I can stand in that gas station. That's insane.
Okay. Right next to that gas station is a smoke shop, and I panicked the smoke shop. And because of the smoke shop that I painted, I guess they wanted me to do next door to the gas station, but they only wanted me to do the ceiling. So that's actually when I came up with the True Print. All of this I call the True Print now. You know, it's like, you know, it's my print. It's like a print. And I'm staying consistent with it because everyone is custom, but it's still like comes like you can look at it and say, I did it. You won't look at my work and question it. You're going to know I did it, you know. And that started in that gas station. Took me about 2 weeks to do that ceiling. I worked overnight. I worked from 9 p.m. at night to 5 in the morning because that's when they was closed. They had two armed securities there, though, so I felt safe. I felt like a superstar because I'm sitting here painting, and I got two security guards with guns that's protecting me, just me, and I'm working all night. So, yeah, I look at it like every job prepares me for the next. Like, doing that gas station, it prepared me for this job because this is my biggest challenge, honestly. And when I'm done and I really show everything I'm doing, they will understand. Y'all will understand why it's a challenge because I'm just little old me and I have to be Tarzan and freaking do this job. So it's like, it's just a lot. It's very tedious. Very, very tedious, you know?
Yeah. So. It's unbelievable. And because of Instagram, now you're traveling like all over the place to do this work, mm-hmm. right? What's that like? What was the first project someone called you from outside of New York and was like, I want to pay you to travel to me and do what you do?
Okay, so it probably was going back to Atlanta, because remember I started in Atlanta, and then but I'm not from Atlanta. I just was living out there at the time. I moved back to New York, and people from Atlanta was calling me to come back to Atlanta. That doesn't really count to me though, because you know that's kind of like where I started. But what really counted for the first time, I would say, is going to Miami. Miami. I have a lot of clients in Miami. Miami, from North Palm Beach to Miami. I have people calling me from Orlando too, but I never followed up. I'm ready to go though. But yeah, flying to Florida, and I've been there probably 5, 6, 7 times already for work. And that's all the way to Miami, so that means a lot. You know, I had people asking me if I would come to Europe. And of course, everybody in Africa wants me to come out there and teach them. They don't really want me to come to hire me, but they want to learn, you know. I feel like I'm opening doors for them, though, because they're taking my designs and they're using it out there. I can't really be mad at it, because it's if I can help the next person make money, then if I can inspire the next person, then I'm not mad at it. You know, sometimes I see people and I can tell that I inspired them. I can tell that I inspired them, because when I first started painting, it's kind of like I kind of was, you know, like I was inspired by many painters, and it kind of was like the same type of things that everybody was doing, you know. I started changing things around, and I'm not trying to be cocky right now. I don't want to sound cocky, but I started changing things around, and I started realizing a shift in all the painters, in a sense, like, you know, I feel like we're stepping our game up now, you know? That's how I feel. And I feel like I play a little part in that. I feel like I play a part in that. And I just want us to keep making money. I just want us to keep being great. And anybody that's doing what I'm doing, I got all the respect in the world for you, because I know how hard it is to be doing this. I know how hard it is. I know the time that it takes, the mess that it makes, the cleaning up, the track, like all of that is... Nobody would never really understand what a decorative painter really goes through. So,
yeah,
I respect anybody doing what I'm doing.
So, when did the first, like, quote unquote famous person come in? Because I saw you've done a number of what we probably was easily called famous people. How did that first happen?
Little Mama, shout out to Little Mama, my baby girl. Little Mama, actually know her choreographer. His name is David Sincere. So they was doing a video for the Little Mama called Shoe Game, and he reached out to me to paint the runway for the video. And that was my first celebrity. And I actually did a whole nother video with her that she never released, which I'm very upset about, because that second video really showcased me as an artist. The first video we did, it was more the geometric triangles. That's not me as an artist. That's just me doing something that I've seen somebody else do, in a sense, you know? But the second video showcased me as an artist, but she never released it. Sad about that. But then Chinese Kitty hit me up. I don't know if you know Chinese Kitty, but she is a big... She's a rapper, internet sensation. She's been on Love & Hip Hop. A lot of people know her. She has millions of followers. I did a wall for her. From doing a wall from Chinese Kitty, Mano reached out to me, and Mano is he's a known legend in New York. He's a big rapper in New York. He had a big hit with T-Pain, and now he uses that same wall for his podcast, and I promise you I've seen that wall on every box site, from Shade Room to Hollywood Unlocked, everything. I've seen it everywhere, so I know if anybody don't know me, I think they know my work. I know they.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, I see my work different places, and it just bugs me out sometimes. I gotta look twice, like, oh shoot, that's my work, you know. And then I see other people's work too, and I see my style, so I know I'm inspiring people also. So that just all that makes me happy. It makes me very, very.
How did Lil Mama's choreographer find you?
Well, we used to dance together back in the days. I used to be a dancer, hip hop. I used to do music, all of that, you know. So I used to be in that scene. I was in the New York scene of performing arts, music, rap, dance, you know, and that's how I met David. I used to dance in Harlem with a group called The Movement. And yeah, David knew me. He just knew me. And like, I started painting, and like, I'm always showing what I'm doing on social media. So he ended up talking to Little Mama, and Little Mama, she liked it. A couple of months after that, Little Mama's calling me personally now, you know? And like, I don't know. I just have a lot of respect for her because she does do a lot, man. And to meet her personally, doing work with her, having dinner with her, being in her house, makes me feel good. I have a lot of other celebrities hitting me up too, though. I have a lot of celebrities hitting me up. Just didn't work with them yet. One day.
Good. I think, because the talent, I mean, you're undeniable. I think anyone who sees it, like, time is on your side. When you're good, time's on your side, right? And anyone who sees this stuff is like, holy shit, I've never seen anything like this, right? The way it goes up onto the ceiling as one thing, like, I can't even tell you. Tell me about...
I started Canvas. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I created Canvas. So now when I start my designs, rather than looking at a wall, I look at, like, I create my own canvas on that wall. And then I paint inside of that. Now, when I say I create my own canvas, I paint black. So I would tape up, it's either, it could be a square or a rectangle, or it could be my, you know what I mean? But I tape that up, and then I paint inside of that black. So now you're looking at a big black blob, and sometimes it's connected to the ceiling. But to me, it's just all one. And then I do all the art inside of that. So when you take the tape off, it looks crazy. Crazy. I'm telling you, I discovered that myself, yo. I took the chance one day, and when I did that, I was like, oh yeah, I got something here. I'm going crazy. Crazy.
Because then it gives you, like, some framework to work within.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This was all a black blob. I wish I could have it set up better so we can see what's going on here, but I honestly, I'm really not even supposed to be showing this stuff, honestly. But as long as they told me, as long as I don't tag them, should be fine.
Yeah. Unless the people recognize a red handrail with a stripe.
I think a red handrail with stripes, right, exactly. Like, and I'm like, listen, I mean, I'm not famous yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not famous. I doubted that, you know, somebody, but you never know. I guess they just never know. They look at me like I'm famous. When I came here, I guarantee you I had a whole gift box. And I had, like, so many different people greeting me with, like, big smiles on their face. And I'm sitting there like, I don't know none of y'all. But it just felt so good to, like, know that everything I'm doing is, like, people are watching it. It bugs me out sometimes. Like, I get so much different people that hit me up. And it's just like, wow.
Dude, because I think that we all, it's anyone who sees it sees how special it is. And so I think... Like, you instantly jump to, like, I feel like I'm talking to Picasso before.
No!
like, seriously. Like, I'm not going to be surprised at all in 5 years when I'm like, I remember interviewing that guy when he had 22,000 followers, and now he's, like, Kalen Schaub. Do you know that guy, Kalen Schaub? No. He's an artist in, I think, Canada. And he does these, like, he takes a canvas, and he puts it on like a turntable, mm-hmm. And then he pours paint on it and does stuff to it, and then he spins the canvas and the paint all comes off of it.
Oh, wow.
But he's got, I mean, this guy's, you should check him out. He's got, like, I don't know, a million followers, and he makes a painting in like an hour and sells it for like 10K. And he's got,
I wish I could do that.
Exactly. But I'm sure 5 years ago, he was, like, on the precipice, like, where you are.
Right.
So
I'm extremely proud of where I'm at, because not in my wildest dreams that I ever think I'll be doing what I'm doing today. If anybody knows me, they'll tell you that. Like, this was never me. Never. I'm telling you, I started... After 30, that's when I really, you know, after 30. So it took so long for me to even realize I had this gift. But I'm telling you, when you just trust, like, have, like, faith, I don't want to get, like, deep and, like, all, like, spiritual. But, like, I prayed, man. I prayed. I was in a really hard time. Like, it was really rough for me at one point in my life, and I really had no idea what to do at all. So I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful, and I don't take none of this for granted. I worked so hard because I don't have to have this. I don't have to have it. You know, it was given to me. It was a gift that I received, and I'm just going to just, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to go all out. And 5 years from now, I promise you, I will, because I'm going to go so hard.
Like, I do not
know. I'm just getting started. And I'm always critiquing myself. A lot of stuff I do, I mean, I like it, but I always feel like I could have did better. Always. So
Tonester Paints just made a comment. Do you know Tonester Paints?
Who?
Tonester?
No.
So he's been on this show a few months ago. Mm-hmm. He makes a bunch of viral videos. He's a TikTok and Instagram guy. He mixes paint. And now he has his own line of paint. He's an awesome dude. Tonester, you should reach out after this. You guys should connect. Because now he's working for Florida Paints. They're down in Florida. They have a brand of paint. He's got his own line. I don't know all the details, but you guys should connect. So my next question is, this is going to hurt my heart because I know the answer. Because I'm a paint snob. I use paint from Holland. It's $200 a gallon. But what kind of paint do you use?
I don't want to. Okay. I use Behr paint.
I know.
It's Behr paint, and I use PPG metallic tones.
Okay.
That's the paint I use.
What sheet? Are you using flat?
If I am in a residential, I will use my base will be flat, and then everything else will be eggshell. Like, my black base will be flat, and then everything else will be eggshell. For this particular job, everything is semi-gloss, which I hate, but it's, you know, it's a commercial space that's going to have a lot of traffic, so.
Yep. I'm going to send you, after this, I'm going to send you some paint from Fine Paints of Europe, latex wall paint. It's going to blow your mind, the quality.
I really hope I don't, like, get into any, I mean, I can say it. I really don't like Behr paint.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say it.
The most high quality latex wall paint. When you put this black paint on, it's gonna cover in one coat. It's ridiculous. It's gonna blow your mind. It's unbelievable. It's super fine pigment. It's say the no highest more. Quality.
And then once I like it, I have to go online and order paint like every month.
In New York, they'll sell it in New York. There's a number of paint. They sell it in New York.
Oh, there's stores that I can actually get it from.
Yep.
Okay.
And especially with what you're doing, it's a no-brainer.
I mean, Behr, they look out for me. They give me discounts and all type of stuff that I get from Behr. And I go to Home Depot just because of how they treat me. But I'm just not really happy with the paint.
Their paint is incredibly inferior. It's just, I'm excited, dude. I'm going to send you some paint. And I can't wait to hear what you think about it.
I'm excited. I'm always excited to
because it's so smooth and it has no filler in the paint, so it's like super smooth and isn't like porous.
How is it going to work out with this guy?
That's what I mean. It's going to be even better. That it's going to make the frog tape even cleaner because it's so smooth. It's not going to be rough. So the frog tape dude. It's going to change your game. No, it's not going to change your game. Your game is on fire, but it's...
I'm trying to change. Got to keep changing the game.
Yeah,
you know?
It's going to take you to another level.
I'm trying to go.
Yes.
As far as I can go.
Wait till you start playing with some of their high gloss. Oh, man.
Ooh, high gloss. But that seems like it takes long to dry, and it seems like it's not going to work with this guy.
That's why you need to wet rag first. This phone,
okay?
If you use the wet rag, it seals it. Mm-hmm. And then you put the oil base over the top. Maybe you use accents or something. Like you could do a high gloss accents. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to send you some paint. I'm going to have Fine Paints of Europe send you some paint.
You're the man. You know paint. I'm on your page. You know paint. You You guys are following. Obviously, you're doing something right. So, yeah, I'm going to listen to you. Because me, I mastered being like the art of using frog tape and the abstract art. I mastered that. But paint yourself?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I'm not. I mean, I'm a great painter. I'm a great painter. And that's, you know, but I can't. I don't know paint. Like, I should know paint, if that makes sense. Like, I go to Home Depot because that's.
No. We'll connect and talk about that because, yeah, I think that that's like a missing link of you're doing such high level everything except for the paint's not high level. And it's easy to switch out to a higher level paint.
I'm telling Bear you said that. No,
they know.
They're like mad at me now because I just said on live that I don't like Bear. And I'm going to post this live on my page so whoever missed it is going to see it. It is what it is.
I think that
is what it is.
Your tools are everything. So that's another question I have for you. When you show up to a job site, what are the tools that you bring?
Everything. I got my Perry book bag with like Worcester brushes. I use Worcester supplies. So all my stuff is pretty much Worcester, except for my bag. My bag is Purdy, because Worcester hasn't made a dope bag like that yet. But supplies that I use is pretty much the basic tools that any painter will use, you know? I mean, of course I use smaller rollers for like the little detailed designs and stuff, but other than that, you know, frog tape, my levelers, my razor blade is probably the most important guy in the whole, you know, that and the tape and my brain, you know, but.
What's your favorite razor blade? Do you have a knife that you like?
Hefty.
Husky?
Hefty, yeah. I just like to flick it up, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you tried
But, you know, it cut my fingers up. Like, I'm always bleeding. I'm always tearing myself up. I'm, like, I'm always cutting pieces of my fingers off. I know it sounds crazy, so, but, like.
I think that, have you tried an Ulfa knife?
No.
So, you know, the knife that, it's like a little thin blade. And it has like little perforations in it.
I did see that because Wayward Walls, he's in Tampa. He's awesome. Like, I have all the respect in the world for him because he's just really, really good, especially with this guy, you know. But he's just like all the way amazing. And he's starting to like carve out like names and script and stuff with the tape. Like, I'm looking at this guy like, how are you so talented? Wayward Walls, shout out to you, man.
Wayward Walls.
Wayward, Wayward, Walls. He's based out of Tampa. Amazing.
So I did
the Tampa. I'm sorry, it's the comments.
No worries. Sorry. So I usually do this show in my office, and I used to have a background that was just Navy. And so I would put up my logo in the background, but Instagram flips everything. So I took a projector and I projected my logo on the wall in reverse, and I traced it out in frog tape and cut it all out, and I painted my logo in white, just like what you do, but not creative at all.
And you did it with that little knife that you're telling me about?
Yeah, the little knife.
I gotta get this knife.
Because what makes it special is it's really like 12 blades. You can just snap the piece off, and then you have a fresh blade.
And then I change my blades like after every 7 minutes probably because it stops getting.
So shot. This way you could just like snap it and you have a fresh blade. And only a little bit sticks out. So you're not gonna be cutting your finger as much.
I cut my finger because I'd be doing too much. Sometimes I'm doing like 5 different things at a time. And then I forget that I have a blade in my hand, and like I'm getting better with that, though. I'm working on myself.
I just sliced my finger the other day with a brand new blade. And it's when you get a fresh blade in there.
This works as great Band-Aids. Tissue, wrap it up, keep going.
Yep.
That's what I do. I always got a wrap finger with tape because I'm always cutting myself.
Yeah. Once you get an Ulfa blade, you'll never go back.
Well, that's probably another thing you gotta like let me tell me about.
Yeah, dude, we'll connect after and nerd out about some of that stuff.
Nerd out, right? We'll paint Tank painting nerds.
Yeah. I have actually a conference coming up in Rhode Island called the Paint Nerd Reunion. It's October 16th, 17th, and 18th. We're going to be doing a bunch of painters from around the country get together and nerd out about painting.
Okay, so you're going to reach out to me and remind me, because I know I'm not going to remember October 16th, but I would love to ride out to Rhode Island to, you know.
Yeah, you should come up to the shop.
October. Yes, if I'm in New York, definitely. Well, if I'm in up north.
Dude, I'll tell you, I'm going to
start. In the Midwest.
Yeah, I'm going to start pushing your work on my designers that I work with. Like in Boston and stuff, some of these like multi-million dollar penthouses where they're doing crazy stuff. I'm going to be like, hey, you want to do a crazy powder room? Like, you got to call this guy. I'm going to get you a job in Boston just so we can hang out. And I
Let's
can watch
do it. Let's do it. You know, somebody just reached out to me from Boston. Also, it's so funny you say that. But I haven't been out there to work yet. My sister finished her master's in Boston, but I've never been out there to work. You know,
it's a great city to work. There's a lot of money there. A lot of clients that want cool stuff.
I want to do like hotels and stuff. Like hotels. I want to paint like everybody's music studio in the world. There's everybody's man cave, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, those like pot. So we do the similar type of thing with our high gloss. It's the high gloss is like it's not in your like family room. It's in a showcase room, like a pool, like a billiards room or a powder room, or like something special. I think you're gonna blow up in Boston. We're gonna find some designers, and once a couple designers start, it, you know. Dude, you're going to be so big in 5 years.
I want the whole country. Then give me the world. I'll take it.
So tell me about the Power 105 Black Business Contest winner thing. What was that all about?
Okay. Somebody had to. Okay, so Power 105, the Black 29 Days of Black Business, whatever it's called. I guess people submit different business, like they somebody's called, actually it was my cousin, listen to me, somebody. My cousin from Philadelphia, she into all of that stuff, and I guess she reached out to radio and gave my name and my business pretty much. So they just called me and told me that I was chosen, like, you know, and that's just that, you know, they called me out, they told me to send them my logo or something like that so they could post it on their page, and they was like, I'm going to be featured on the radio. I mean, they told me that, but that was also, it was also going to be like a month from that time. So I'm just like seeing this, believing in a sense, you know. But I was the first person that they announced, and that was big for me because I'm sitting there, and I'm actually working at a client's house at the time, and she's playing 105.1. And if you look at the video, she's taping me like she's just so happy because I'm in her house painting, you know. But that was just that. All this stuff to me is just the universe. Like, you know, like it's coming because it's supposed to come. It's for me. Everything that's coming is just for me. So my job is just to continue working hard. Understand the platform that I have, the, you know, what's happening right now. Don't take it for granted and just keep blessing people with this beautiful stuff. That's it. I don't let none of that stuff really get to my head. I don't. Because if I let it get to my head, then I'm going to start working as hard. I push myself to be greater and greater and greater. And greater. Whatever I did last month to me is corny now. I just want to, you know, that's how I look at it. Like, I just want to be better and better and better.
That mentality, like, that's why, you know, you're going to, like, that's the mentality of success. Anyone I've ever looked at and looked up to, you know, that's, you have to have that mentality.
Yeah.
And I feel like it comes with age. Like, don't you think 10 years ago, I know, because I'm the same age as you, 35. 10 years ago, I did not understand what it took to be successful.
10 years ago, I didn't even understand what it took to be alive, okay? I didn't even know. 10 years ago, 25, oh my God, 27 was the worst years of my life, period. So, yeah, 10 years ago, I tried to, like, not even remember stuff like that, you know? I was a mess. Hot mess.
Me too.
Hot mess. I probably was worse than you, promise you. But you know, you never know. You never know. Look where we're at now, though.
It's crazy. You know.
Right.
I've been in recovery for 6 years, 6 years ago. So the few years before that, you know, I couldn't get out of my own way. I smoked pot all day, every day, you know.
Well, I still smoke pot every day, all day, but.
Yeah, but you're an artist.
But there are other things that I don't do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about that.
But
that is good.
It feeds your art. For me, it was a problem for me. And I needed to stop. And
just getting my paranoid. Life is completely paranoid. Changed.
No.
Mm-mm. I need to smoke. I mean, it's like, I always tell myself that I'm crazy because anybody that does what I do have to be crazy. Like, if you're going to take your time and do this type of stuff, you're crazy. Your mind ain't all the way right. Because I drop, like, you understand, like, I work so hard that I'll be really so drained every day. I get home, I crash. Like, and I have to wake up in the morning and do the same thing. And then if I'm not working, I'm traveling to work. It's just a lot, but I'm really, really built for this, man. I'm built for it.
So let's nerd. I don't feel like I got all the way to the bottom of your process. So you show up on site, you look at a space, you grab a piece of tape and start taping out a frame for your black thing, your black space.
That's pretty much exactly how it goes. I mean, I get there and I just be like feeling like, it's like I get there and it's just like this, it's like something just hits me in my, like, I just see that canvas first. I don't see the design, but I see what the design is going to cover. So then I have to like create that and then I paint inside of it.
So you get your black canvas laid out,
mm-hmm.
and go home for the day.
It depends on the job. Like this, I did my black canvas, and yes, I went home because that black canvas took 9 hours just to paint.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I went home after that.
Yeah,
but
multiple coats of black paint.
Say that one. I'm sorry.
Is it a lot of coats of black paint?
Two coats. Just two.
Yeah.
But I'm using semi gloss now, and with this tape, when I take the tape off, it's taking parts of the semi gloss off, so it's driving me really, really crazy because I have to touch up every.
Did you sand the wall first?
Look at these details. Look at this stuff, y'all. Like,
dude, yeah.
Like, you understand? That just says up, but it's going to say level up, you know? And on top of that, I have to go all the way up 4 more levels. Dang, I wasn't supposed to say all of that. But y'all don't know where I'm at, so it don't matter.
How much prep do you do to the wall first?
You sand it? The walls there, I usually sand it because just for like the little bumps and stuff like that, you know, the little bumps, and like that's what can mess up the lines from being as clean, you know. But now, if a wall is really ruined or like needs a lot of patchwork, honestly, I tell my clients to do that before I come. I know. Before, you know, a painter, a professional painter is supposed to do the spackling, do all of this and do all of that. Now, I'm like, you're hiring an artist now. You know, and
yes.
I think it's best that you have all that done before I come.
What a flex.
Get it
prepped so ahead of me.
I hated doing that stuff. I hated it. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I still catch myself painting spackle or compound on a wall, but like, I'm never doing no major. Like, I will look at that wall and be like, I can't paint on it. You know, there's walls that I just have to turn down because I know the quality of work that I like to produce. And certain walls, it might just take away from that. Like, I can do my best, but if the wall is not really, you know, it's going to look bad for my name. And I tell them, like, you know, like, maybe you should, like, I mean, I don't want to, like, offend people, but sometimes you should, like, focus on other things before you get art done. That makes sense. I don't know if that sounded rude, but that's how I'm.
No, that's what it takes, right? Your time is valuable.
They get mad at you. They get mad at you, like, oh, this and that, and this and that. But I'm like you hired me as an artist, like, you know what I do, like, you know what I do. So I don't know why you would be upset if a part of your wall is like, so like, don't be mad at somebody's last spackling job after I did art. Like I said, I'm building. I'm working on myself. I don't know if that's like usually the right thing to do, but I don't want to do nobody's wall if I have to get too much back on and all of that.
anytime we do tape lines, we always prime the wall first.
Mm-hmm. I really want y'all to see the art in the background.
Can you walk us from just down the staircase a little bit? All right. They kind of already saw it, so let's like and
yeah.
Show this shit off. This is unbelievable.
Okay, well, obviously I'm out of school. I'll give you that. So stuff makes sense. This is a school. I'm still working. That's gonna say level up. Under it says A plus gang. That says succeed. You know, we got a heart there. We got a man with a crown. All my guys that I created, I've started making these little guys. You're gonna start seeing them a lot in my art in different ways. But they all have a heart. We all have hearts. We all have feelings, all of us. Sometimes I do broken hearts because, you know, we've all been broken hearted too. And I'm full of emotion because I'm a Scorpio. Scorpios, we feel everything. I feel everything. Like, I will feel a certain way as a person say hi to me, you know? I will feel it. Like, so, yeah, it's going to be really cool. But the crazy thing is, like I said, I have so much more to do. And that's why my life is over, pretty much. And this is only the beginning, y'all. Y'all don't even know what I'm doing in July. It's even crazier, but I'm ready. I'm ready. I just got an opportunity to do, like, I don't know if you're familiar with New York, but there's an area in Bushwick, and it's like all the buildings outside are like painted with different art and stuff like that. So this guy, he just got a, he just bought a factory there. So he wants me to put art outside of the building. So in October, I will be doing that.
Now that's going to be a whole nother challenge because the walls aren't going to be smooth.
Nope. And I'm going to use green frog tape rather than the yellow. And I'm just going to do a lot of touching up and I'm going to perfect it.
Did you know that frog tape makes a rough surfaces tape that's orange?
Is it the green one?
It's orange. So what it is you put the tape on and then it has this bottle with a little foam ring and it you squeeze out the liquid on the tape and the liquid seals the edge. So if you have a rough surface,
so that's pretty much what I've used for brick walls, right?
Yes, it's for brick. I've used it on stone and brick before.
I hate brick walls. I hate all of that stuff. I turned down a few jobs that was brick walls, but when this guy called me about that building and that Bushwick artsy area, I got until October to figure it out, and I wasn't turning that down. Because once I did that, my name is going to change the game. It's pretty much just like working in Wynwood Arts District in Miami. It's the same thing. The Bushwick area, all the buildings is painted. So once I put my name in that area, it's like, yeah.
Artists, 5 years. 5 years. I'll never be able to talk to you. You're gonna be so big. You would never come on this show.
That's gonna be you too. Stop it.
Don't I love it, dude.
And you will be able to talk to me in 5 years. Promise you. Because like I said, I feel everything. So I read everything. Also, if I get a message, if I get 30 messages, I'm gonna read them all. Might not respond, but I'm reading them. You know, because I like to know what people are saying. You know.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, on that, we'll talk about that stone, but I'll show you how to use that stuff. I've used it a number of times. You ever have like paint questions, like the nerdy stuff? I got you. But that's gonna change your game.
Have a lot of the nerdy stuff. That's like I said, I just want to be a crazy artist. That's it.
Yeah.
Be a crazy artist that does whatever comes from my mind. I don't want to be no rules. I don't want it to be like, I'm not supposed to do this or I am supposed to do this. No rules, nothing. I do what I want to do, and that's how I love to do my art at this point. Because when I first started, I felt like everything had to be this way, and I'm looking at pictures of other people's art, and I'm going on these painters' pages, and I'm trying to do this, and I'm showing my clients, like, hey, do you want this or that? Mm-mm. Everything got to be fresh. Whatever I do, you'll never have seen it before, ever. And that's how I want all my work to be. Brand new. Something you've never seen. Not even a version of it. You know?
It's unbelievable. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time. So I have three questions that I ask everybody at the end of every show. So we'll just run right into them. what is your favorite piece of painting paraphernalia? I already know your answer, but what's your like favorite? Well, how about other than frog tape? Because you've already talked about frog tape so much. I need one more tool, piece of equipment, you name it, that is your favorite that helps you do what you do.
Right here. This is my guy. Me and this guy have been through so much. We fight. He makes me bleed. But he gets the job done.
The Husky utility knife.
Yes.
Now, my question for you is, how long have you owned that? Because I lose those on an almost monthly basis. I probably owned 100 Husky utility knives in my career.
I probably have also. But I look at, they're all the same person to me. Every time I get a new one, I'm like, oh, you found me again, huh? That's how I look at it. Because I lose them also. But Home Depot, they always give me free ones. I just tell them I lost. My Home Depot and Copec, they treat me like I'm a star, and I love them so much for that. Because it's supposed to be like a lifetime warrant, like something lifetime. So they just act like, in their mind, they wink it. Like I gave them my old one, they give me a new one. I really just lost it. I don't know. Home Depot, I don't know if they're
Home Depot, don't listen to this.
I won't say who's doing it, but dang, I said the Home Depot, though.
That's all right. No one watches this.
Right. I mean, right. I'm going to post it, though. So
I know a few people do, but we're not big yet.
The people that care are watching, and that's why I do it. You know, I don't care if it says 20 or 13 or 15. That means a lot to me because they could be doing anything, but they're watching, and I really work hard for them. I work hard for them as to paint for them or to inspire them. You know, like there's a lot of other painters out there. It's not just me. You know, there's painters that's grinding. They're doing this to take care of themselves, take care of their families. They want to do better for themselves. They want to get out the streets. So I'm like, I'm always giving people advice. I'm always helping the next person. If anybody reaches out to me and they want to know something, I tell them. You know, I done had painters tell me I had to pay them to give me advice. I done had that. I done had painters not respond to me when I asked them for advice. I will never do that. I will share anything anybody wants to know, I'm telling you. Because at the end of the day, there's room for all of us. There's room for all of us, and we all have families. We all have to like take care of ourselves. So anybody that's out there being an entrepreneur and trying to make, do something better for themselves, if I can help, I'm helping, free of charge. I don't want nothing.
Let's go. I love it.
Like, so, because I know how it is to be at the bottom. I know how it is to be struggling. I know how it is to be lost. So when you're trying to find a path for something better for yourself, you got to look up to people that's, you know what I mean? And, like, we all need advice. We all have to learn from somebody. So we shouldn't have to just pay for that all the time. Advice could be free. To teach somebody else your skills, that should be free.
I have another question for you. Does your hair color change? Does the color of your hair inspire, like, your mood for the job? Because I saw you posted with, like, a number of different colors of hair. Tell me about
I'm that. Going through a phase right now, okay? You know, it's this that's inspiring me to do my hair like this. Like, I feel like if I'm true colored and I'm dealing with all of this, then I can do the stuff on my body. I already got a tattoo on my face, like, two. If I wasn't painting, I would have never had these tattoos on my face or my chair. I probably have them, like, if I wasn't painting, who knows where I would be. But if I decided to be, like, more corporate, you know, like the tie and suit and, you know, that fancy bag and all that stuff. I'm not that guy. I'm dirty. I get dirty. So I'm gonna color it up.
The guy I was telling you about, Kalen Schaub, he also does the same thing. He's always changing the color of his hair.
I gotta meet this guy. He's an artist. You know, artist minds is, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm
not all the way there, you know?
I'm so far from that. Like, I'm a scientist.
Yeah, you seem more like, you know, like different from us crazy people. You seem level-headed.
When I used to draw in, like, when I was young, it was on grid paper with a ruler and a compass. I would want everything symmetrical. I love symmetry and I like straight lines. So the idea of being creative, that's not me.
Yeah, see, and I'm more creative than like, I don't like instruction. It gives me anxiety, you know? If I have to do too much, I don't like instructions. It gives me anxiety.
I love them. Mm-mm. It's funny. All right, so I need a DIY painting tip. So someone that wants to just paint their own thing, what's the first tip you would tell them?
Take your time. Don't try to do it fast. Take your time. Every little part of it, take your time. Because, I mean, for DIY, I mean, we're not going to talk about what I'm doing. But if you want to do, like, a stripe wall, it's common sense. I mean, you use a leveling ruler, you draw the lines, and you tape it, and you paint in it. You could do that fast, and your lines could look like cat butt, or you can take your time. And taking your time is just doing every step. It's just time. Everything is time when it comes down to this. Like, you know, like, yeah, I like to say that I'm, you know, this great artist, you know, but all of this comes from me taking my time and understanding how everything works. You understand? And that comes from doing regular stripes or connecting regular triangles together. I did that for a while before I started doing like crazier stuff. But I had to master that. You understand? So yeah, just take your time. Do all the research that you can. Listen. Take your time. Don't try to do nothing fast. Don't try to just get it done because it's going to look like that. Once it's done, it's going to look like you just try to do it. It's going to look like you did it yourself.
Yeah.
You know? So I tell everybody it's just time. Time. Take your time.
Love it.
A lot of people are painting. They want to get in and get out.
Yep.
Take your time.
How about the worst, most embarrassing moment horror story you ever had? Spilling paint on someone's carpet. I painted the wrong house one time.
You painted the wrong? How did you get in?
Oh. Yeah, I did the outside. It was the outside of a house.
Oh, no.
It's not that long of a story, but it was back in the days of MapQuest. And my dad was like, showed me a picture of the ugliest house I've ever seen in my life. And he said, we're painting the trim on this house. Here's the address. Here's the MapQuest directions. So I started driving there and, you know, you just go down the list of directions and there's like two directions left and I see what is the ugliest house in the world. So I stopped.
And you painted it.
We painted it for 3 days.
Oh, man.
It turns out there was one other ugliest house in the world, four streets down. But I've had people, we've got all sorts of horror stories on this show. Guys who spilled paint, a very well-known painter, very, very good guy. Spilled paint on carpet. I think
that's all painters' horror stories, spilling paint, because that's my horror story that I'm about to get to.
Okay, let me have it.
Well, okay, so about 2 years ago, I got an opportunity to paint, it's like a restaurant club in New Jersey. It's about three levels. That was probably my biggest job that I've ever done at that time. And yeah, I didn't really get paid anything because I didn't know how to charge for at that time. But it opened doors for me though. So sometimes it's not all about the money. You got to think longevity. So pretty much they had scaffolding, you know, because it was huge walls that I had to paint. They had a scaffolding in there. My first time climbing up scaffolding and painting, pretty much you know what happened. From like the top of the scaffolding, a can of metallic paint fell. And when it fell, I'm talking about on a construction site and somebody's establishing it, okay? And that was my first day working too. Fell, splattered everywhere. Everywhere. That was so embarrassing to me because like, it's my first day working. I'm on the scaffolding. I mean, the owner wasn't there, but so many other people was there. And I feel like everybody wanted me to fail, in a sense, because people be jealous, yo. I be seeing it in people's eyes sometimes. They be jealous when they see me come to certain jobs, holding things down on my own, you know? Like, and I just felt like, you know, they all just was like they didn't even really talk to me until I spilled the paint. You understand? That's how, like, they didn't care about anything good I was doing until I spilled the paint. Now everybody want to talk to me. Now everybody want to make sure they reach out to, like, the owner and all this. But the owner didn't care. He didn't. The owner said stuff happens. And, you know what I mean? We already had cleaned up everything by the time he seen it. And I ended up doing a phenomenal – I ended up painting that place top to bottom. And, yeah, to this day, that's, like, a –
my art sits in there, you know? But that was very embarrassing. And I probably have like two other times where these cheap drop cloths and the paint seeps through it and it's on somebody's carpet. That's so embarrassing too, but those are all old stories. Yeah. I try hard not to let stuff like that happen now, you know? But if it does, I'm just gonna pay for it. I'm gonna tell my client, you just got yourself a new rug. Like, you just got yourself, like, I'm not gonna say, I'm gonna take care of everything I need to take care of. If I mess it up, I'm paying for it. Period. And I'm gonna keep it moving because things do happen, you know? But it's very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. But nobody's perfect, especially not me. Especially not me. And I'll be doing a million and one things at one time. So sometimes things, like, I don't know, but.
At what point do you get an assistant? Have you thought about it?
When I can trust somebody that's just not trying to use me, I work the clock. An assistant, like, as far as to help me paint art, like, to, like, go.
Just to do all the little things that don't require the high skill.
Now. I need it now. And I'm going to be reaching out to certain people. Like, actually, I have it now. Because now I'm at a place to where I'll be able to pay an assistant and all of that. You know, I used to always feel, like, nervous to, like, have other people. Because I knew it would always be part-time. I would not call you, you know, and people don't really have time for that, you know. So now, yeah, I need an assistant. I need like, a left and right brain. That's not mine. Yeah.
You need someone with my mindset that's, like, got, hey, are the drop cloths straight? Is the paint lined up?
I want a whole business. I want a team. It's because it's becoming bigger than me now already. Yeah. It's becoming bigger than me, and I want to be able to do everything effectively. I want things to be. I don't want to get too big and then get a bad reputation because I can't handle it. You know, yeah. I'm human. I'm one person, and literally last month I did Miami, I did DC, I did Oklahoma, I did Atlanta, all in a month. And then I still have to do my clients in New York. And then I still have to be a dad. And you know, like, it's just like I'm one person. All of this stuff is just getting, you know, I'm thankful and I will never complain about it. But if I continue thinking I could do this by myself,
yeah, it's
not gonna work out.
You are your biggest, I always say, like, in business, I'm who I'm competing against, not the other guys.
Right.
Do you sign your work? You have to, right?
Absolutely. Anybody that got something done for me, they got a nice TREW at the bottom, you know? And I didn't, like, that wasn't, I was, I just, people started forcing me to do that. Because before I feel like, I was embarrassed about that. Like, what do you mean sign it? I didn't even know how to do that. Like, I didn't even know, like, what I wanted, like, it to look like. Like, but now, man, true, TREW. Trust me, yeah, everybody want their walls to say true at the bottom. I'm proud of that.
Absolutely. It's an amazing name for what you're doing. Is it your God-given name?
True is an acronym. It's an acronym. TREW. Okay. It stands for Taliq Ramel Ernest White. That is my name.
That's your real name.
Taliq Ramel Ernest White. TREW. That's true. Colors, self-explanatory. You know what I mean?
So, did it just happen that your name turned out to be that acronym? Or were your parents like, I want the name to be the acronym true?
No, that was just...
It's just coincidence.
Like back in the days, I used to say my record label was going to be True Music because I thought it was going to be like a rapper, you know what I mean? So I was like, True Music. Then when I started painting, like, I was like, it's True Interiors, you know? And then one day I was listening to True, the song by Cindy Lauper, what's her name? The girl that sings True Colors. I heard that song and I was like, you know what I mean? It just was like, that's it. True Colors, perfect. I don't want painting, nothing, nothing, just True Colors. That's the brand.
That's amazing.
Perfect, because True, I mean, a lot of people will say Trey. They'd be like, hey, Trey, I guess because I spell it TREW, but I don't understand how that looks like Trey. Drew is spelled DREW, so True.
Yeah.
TREW. That's how I look at it. And
I'm so, how about, I probably know the answer because I was where you were, but how are you with the business side? Do you have an accountant and a lawyer and contracts and all that stuff yet?
No. I have. No. I've dealt with contracts. I've dealt with lawyers. I've never dealt with an accountant. No. I need one, though.
Yeah.
I would love to have an accountant. Because accounting is going to help everything. It's going to help me pay my taxes. It's going to help me be able to, like, know everything myself, like, what I'm making. It's all of that. Because, like I said, I'm an artist, man. I'm not the business guy. I mean, I've been doing my business great, but it's so much more that I can be doing when it comes down to numbers. Like, I don't even be knowing, like... I don't want to say too much on this, but after this year, everything is going to be right, though. Because if somebody was to write down on a piece of paper, like, how much money I really made, I probably would get nervous because I'd be like, that's something I'm not doing right. You know what I mean? But the money's coming in now, so I just want everything to be done right. I don't want to be getting arrested for, like, something that I didn't do right because of me making money, you know? And all that's going to come. I have a lawyer. She happened to be a very good friend of mine. I know if I needed her for anything, she will be there. As far as contracts, I did some contracts. I wrote some contracts up on my own just because the client wanted it, but not because I just want to go in and do the work and you just pay me. I just feel like that's the business. I do the job right and you pay me. But it's so much more than that. And I'm learning now. I am.
And you can... be like me and like many people and learn the hard way and get burned before you go get a good contract written by a lawyer. Or
much more, I'm gonna learn the hard everything about. I've been learning the hard way for the past. Everything about everything I'm doing is me learning the hard way.
So talk to your lawyer and get a contract that stipulates payment terms. You know, what's like before I show up, the substrate needs to look like. Needs to be prepped to this level,
mm-hmm.
right? And if it's not, I'm charging you X number of dollars per hour to repair it. Or, you know, all those things that will cover your butt later,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I didn't do that for so many years.
I have a friend, Sasha, she tells me all the time, that's my friend, my lawyer friend, and she's like one of my closest friends, actually. She tells me all the time, I'm going to get myself into something if I don't get it together. And
you will.
Yeah.
All it takes is, especially a project like that, all it takes is the...
Oh, Sasha, we're on the line. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually on the live.
Because you can't predict the future. You don't know if the person who hired you gets fired tomorrow and they put a new person in.
Right.
Well,
right.
If that happens, what do you have? You know?
You know what I've always been thinking? I've been thinking, like, what if I start a job and I'm doing a job and then, like, I finish it and, like, something happens to them or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I know too many people that it happened, but, like, I still want to be paid.
I know guys who were on big jobs and the client died.
Exactly. That's what I've been thinking about, stuff like that. Because one time I had a client that didn't answer the phone for me, I thought, you know, finished, and I was getting nervous, you know, like, and I had to go to, like, Las Vegas the next day, you know, and, like, I don't know, but then she ended up reaching out. She was like, you know, they had, like, she works at the Rikers Island, so I guess they had, like, a shakedown or whatever, I don't know, so she couldn't use her phone, but I was nervous. I'm like, she probably got in a car accident or something, all my luck, and now I'm always thinking,
that's like, what the contract does, is it covers our butt, and deposits, man. Are you taking 50% deposits?
No, I don't take 50% deposits. You have to understand.
You take 50% deposits on every project.
Anybody that books me is not going to see me for about 5 months, six months.
That's fine.
You know, so it's like.
But they got to put their money where their mouth is.
50% of the whole job 5 months before?
Yeah.
You're not the first person that told me that. You know,
we do it all the time. I'm doing $132,000 project. I shouldn't be saying all this out, but a large and 50% deposit months in advance. because that 32, that project is a big project. It's going to commit a lot of my guys' time. Mm-hmm. And if that client just verbally agrees, or even if they sign a piece of paper, if they decide to change their mind.
Oh, no, I take deposits, just not 50%. So me, if you're going to book me for, like, if I know I'm going to do a day, I know this is going to sound so bad, but if somebody books me for, like, a day to do, like, an accent water that I know I'm going to do in, like, a day, that's, like, $150 deposit. If they want to book me and I know it's going to be, like, for the week, it's, like, $500. And that just secures the dates. Like, it just lets me know that you're serious, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm And then when I start the job, I want 50%, like, the first day.
I find that it's easier for me with bookkeeping. Like, I finally got it. I have an accountant and a bookkeeper now, finally. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Forever I didn't. And what you do is you say, I need a 50% deposit to hold the spot in line. That makes it really easy to remember how to bill. You only have to get a 50% of whatever the job was at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to remember, well, how much did they pay me? I used to be so bad at that. I forget.
I don't even be knowing, yo, sometimes until I get to the job. Like, I mean, they just be like, yeah, you know, I'm telling the dates that's available. They leave the deposit. And when I get there, literally, that's when I'm, like, quoting them the first day, like, a lot of times. I don't know if I'm doing this correctly, but this is just how things be going with me. Like, I don't be knowing what I'm doing until I get there. All I know is that if you want to book me, you got to leave a deposit so that you have the date secure for it, like, you know, and then we'll talk, you know, as the dates get closer.
But, like, if you were going to travel to Miami,
well, that's different. Like,
you got to pay all my travel fees ahead of time.
Yeah, see, that's different. When I travel, I'm already taking hotel money and travel money and all of that. And that has nothing to do with the actual quote, you know, and they understand that. Like, if I'm traveling, you have to pay for that, and I don't want to sleep on your couch, so. Yeah, and don't get it twisted. I slept on a lot of couches and slept in my car and did all types of stuff.
I did the same, dude. I slept on job sites.
Absolutely. I've slept in that. I did
TI. Early in my career, man, I would do anything.
You be quiet. Can't say everything. But yeah, I've been through it all. I've been through it all. Slept outside of clients' houses, slept in my truck, slept on the turnpike. I slept on the turnpike a couple of times just because I left the job 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm so tired and I don't want to drive back to New York because I'm probably crashing into like a freaking tree or something. So I just pull over and go to sleep. There's been so much stuff out there. But now I'm not going nowhere without no hotel and all of that stuff. Like,
yeah.
If you can't do all of that, then I'm not going.
No, because you have a list of people who want you. You get to pick the best ones. Supply and demand.
But see, that's the thing. Like, everybody's the best ones. Like, if you call me and you want me to do work for you, my little sensitive emotional heart, I'm so thankful that I'm like, oh, I got to, like, get to this person and do the job. I don't care if they're in the projects or if they're in a castle. I look at them all the same, and I just want to reach out. I want to do so much to make sure I make that client happy because, once again, they chose me. Out of all the people in the world, they chose me. And they didn't just choose me. They chose me to fly to them, you know? So it's like I'm picking everybody. If they send me a deposit, they got it. I'm not going to tell. Like, I'm not there yet. My goal, though, with, like, the next year – because I see where this is going, and it's probably going to be, like, a year out. When I'm, like, booked for, like, a year out, then I would choose my clients for the next year because I would start doing, like, 10 to 12 clients a year. You understand? And those would be – I would choose those clients because I would choose, of course, the bigger jobs. That's going to make sure I'm good for a year. You know?
Yeah.
That's where it's going. That's where it's going right now because – I can't do everything. I can't. You know? I want to do everything, but I can't do everything. So.
And every day, more people are going to want what you're doing. And there's only one of you.
It's only one of me. It is. But, I mean.
Because I'm already, like, where, like, I want a piece of my office. Like, I would love if you come to Rhode Island.
Let's
like,
go. Let's go.
Let's do it. I want to hire you to do a piece in my office.
I got you, man. I got you.
And
last week, October.
Yeah, exactly. In October when you come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, that's as of today, though, man. I be feeling like I'm always, because I tell people a date, and then they call me back 2-3 weeks later, and then I'll be like, oh, well, you know, that's not the date anymore. It's a whole month later now, you know? And I'm not trying, like, I'll be so, yo, you understand, like, I'm giving up weekends now. I'm letting certain clients have weekends, have my days off. I got to stop doing that. I'm working too hard. I'm working every day, like, every day. There's no Saturday and Sunday for me. That's work. But I have to stop doing that for myself, for my health, just for everything. Like, I can't kill myself doing this, you know? I can't. But I want to work with everybody. I want to be able to do everything for everybody. People call me. They don't want to wait till October. They be begging. They want to pay me double. And I just be like, okay, now I'm working 7 days a week now. But that's going to stop.
Yeah.
That's going to stop.
I always say artists, like you, I have a couple friends that I would tell them all the time. When we talked about this earlier, it's like, if you had an agent, just like an actor, they're the talent, they do the acting, and then they have an agent that deals with the money and the scheduling and all that other stuff. You know, it'd be so much easier. There needs to be, I told you, I got to connect you with Superstrata. He's in New York, and he's essentially an agent for artists.
I got to get tougher. I'm too soft.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not soft.
But you don't have to be then.
But I'm right. I'm soft when it comes down to my clients, yo. I'm mad soft. I'm not like I'm a nice guy. They see it all in my face. They probably be like, but I'm gonna get more like aggressive and but I just wanna be a nice guy.
Or don't
be a nice guy.
You don't have to, just get an agent that's the bad guy. Like, I just brought on a business partner.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like the bad cop and I'm the good cop. And it works out because now I don't have to change myself. Right? Because I'm just like that. I want everyone to like me and I want all my clients to be happy and I would tell them the world. And then I'd end up with unhappy clients because they're like, hey, you told me it was going to be done a week ago and you're not here yet.
Yo, it'd be the clients. For me, it'd be the clients that I do the most for, or I know I'm doing too much for, or I know I'm being extra nice for, that the ones that want to talk crap about me or be upset about something. It'd be the ones that don't want to pay all the money. It'd be the ones, and I hope they hear me saying this, because I work hard for everybody. There's not one person that can ever say I came into their house and didn't work and give my all. My all, when I know I should be going home, or I should be charging them a couple hundred dollars more or whatever, I'm giving them my all. And there's not one person that can say I did it. So I don't understand why anybody would ever have any complaint. And the ones that did, it would be people close to me, people that I know. Not people close to me, but people that I just might know from around. Or it'd be like people that don't really want to spend a lot of money, that I was being nice for and like giving them, like, you know, that'd be the ones that always bite me in the butt, always.
That is the thing I learned.
I should have did the job, but I did it anyway, being nice.
That is one thing I've learned. It bit me a million times. When you go to try to do something nice, especially, I would say, in the early beginning of a project, if I do extra stuff for a client early in the project, they're going to start to it's a mind thing.
Never, but
they don't like it. They all of a sudden become, I don't know if they think that like you were ripping them off and because you're just like throwing stuff in for free now. And they're like, well, was I paying too much? Or I don't know, but people don't respond well to getting free or extra stuff in a project.
They don't. Cause then they just expect so much more. And then when you don't give so much more, now it's like, oh, but you don't remember like me doing all this extra stuff for you in the beginning? Like, you don't remember that?
Yeah.
You want to look at your, like what I charged you for? But
dude, I finally gave up. And if we're going to do something extra, I'll do it at the end. When the project is complete, if it went well, like I did a mailbox for a client last year. We did a project. They were amazing. Everything was awesome. And right before we were done, I said, can I take your mailbox and redo it? Like, I would have charged like $1,500 to do this normally. But I was like, your mailbox is beat up. I really want to do it. Can I do that for you? And she was like, sure. But I did it. Had I did that day one,
mm-hmm.
something would have changed and they would have, I know it would not have gone as smoothly, the project.
Yeah.
But if you throw in something nice at the end, if everything went well, then it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
The thing about me is I don't stop until everything goes well. Like, I don't stop. I'm just crazy. Like, I'm never just going to be like, you know what? This is what it looks like. This is what they just going to get. I got to go. I'm never like that. I'm doing the most. I don't stop. You know what time I got to work today? Early. You know what time it is now? 8:35.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to let you go,
man. And I'm not still here just because I'm talking to you. As you see, that wall has to be – oh, shoot, wrong way. Where am I going? That has to be done before I leave today because when I come in tomorrow, I need to start up there. I'm on a time. I have 3 more weeks to do this, and I literally have a whole – I have to go to freaking heaven right now and paint this. I got to go all the way up. For real. It doesn't end, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. Like,
true. Thank you so much for – I mean, to take this amount of time out of your day, this has been an absolute delight. You're amazing. I have so much respect for you.
Man, I'm thankful, man. When you reached out to me, that means a lot to me, you know, of course. Like, I'm never going to – this is me, man. If you want to talk to me, you want to go live. If you like my work, you respect my work, man, that's – that means everything in the world to me, man. That means so much to me. You have no idea. Like, it means a lot. So, of course, I'm going to take my time out to do this. Of course I will. Of course.
Awesome, man. Well, get back to work so you can get home and get to sleep.
And yeah, I got like an hour drive to go home and just to come back here in the morning.
But you're something else.
I appreciate you. You want to send it to me?
I'm gonna talk to you out offline. Get your address, and I'm gonna talk to Fine Paints. I'm gonna have them send you paint.
Please do, man. Please.
And you're gonna have your mind blown. It's amazing.
I'm ready to have my mind blown because I need. It's mainly just the white, red, and black paint.
Oh, the red.
Red. Dude, never goes right. It's like you got to paint red 90 million times.
2 coats. Red done.
But you gotta remember, I'm painting on black. Everything is on black. So if I start black, then I have to put the colors on top of black. So it makes it a little harder for me. You know, maybe I could paint. I don't know. Like I said, I'm still learning.
Look, who knows? I guarantee
I'm still teaching myself how to do this stuff.
Every red will be 2 coats. Let's talk. When you have, next time you're driving, just call me.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it because Fine Paints makes a primer that's tintable. Like, to any color under the sun. Pitch black.
Say no more. It's nothing else to talk about. I'm definitely going, you know, I'm excited about it. Definitely excited.
Cool, man.
Thanks for this live, man. It's like honestly the first time I've ever been on live.
Really?
I never do lives. You can ask all my followers. I never do. One, because I always think I look stupid. Two, I don't like the way I sound when I talk. And three, I'm crazy. Like, I like everything to be, like, planned and stuff. Like, so live is, like, right now, I've never done nothing like this. Like, this is, like, you know. But maybe I would do more. Thanks for giving me that. You know, you boost my confidence. Like, I don't like the way I be looking, like, on camera. Looking
stupid. Oh, me too. I can't stand it. You're always, like.
But I'm going to do some more. I'm going to do some live stuff. I just be feeling like I look stupid. I don't want to look stupid.
But you're the real deal. And so when you're the real deal, live and like Instagram is your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's, you know.
It's just work though. Like, I mean, I'll be wanting to do lives while I'm doing a job and stuff, but I forget because I'm doing the job. Like, I'll be doing jobs and I take pictures. I'll be forgetting to post for weeks. You can act like sometimes I'll do a job in my stories. You won't see that picture on my page for like 9-10 days because I forget the post. I just be forgetting. Like, I'll do stories, but I'll forget to actually post the job that I did. I'm gonna be like, I'm not good with this Instagram.
We got to get you an agent. Just to like do all the shit that's not your like master craft.
All of that is coming. I know it's coming because everything that I wanted a few years ago came. So why the stuff that I want now is gonna come It's gonna come. All I have to do is just keep grinding, keep working hard, doing right by people, you know, being a man of my word. Like,
yeah.
And everything is gonna come. Like, everything's gonna manifest. I learned that. If you're a good person, you're doing what you're supposed to do, good things gonna happen to you. And that's just that. If you get a business and you're taking advantage of your clients, you're trying to make money, you're trying to get out of there, you're not, you don't really have to, you know, you're not passionate about what you're doing, it's gonna show. I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm extremely passionate about, like, making my clients happy, and I'm even more passionate about being able to do this for the next, you know, longevity. Like, I don't want to wake up one day and be like, dang, what am I going to do now? Nobody wants me to paint anymore. I want to be, you know, and I know I got to work hard. I speak to a lot of painters and I tell them, like, stay consistent, work hard. Don't think about the money because 9 out of 10 times when you first start, you're not going to be getting paid right anyway. So
no way.
Think about the money, you're going to be rushing out of there and your job is going to look like crap or just mediocre and you're never really going to get like nowhere. You're just going to just, you know, so. I'm here.
Dude. Well, I'm talking to Picasso before anybody heard of him.
True Colors.
True Colors is about to be.
The Hood Picasso. I'm the Hood Casa. What up? What's good?
Dude, I love it. Thank you again, man. Get back
man,
to work.
You too.
We'll talk
to you. Whoever was on the live, yo, thank y'all. You know, like, real talk.
This will go out to YouTube, Spotify, and iTunes. It'll go out as a podcast later.
Oh, dope.
And so, I'll get you the links for everything.
People can Google me. I'm working on that. I'm working on a website. It's gonna be badass, my website. It's not gonna be like a regular website, like for painters. It's gonna be like badass. I'm working on it. And it's gonna make it really easy to like book me, see my availability.
Yes.
I'm making all of that. It's gonna be so, I should have been had a lot.
All you need is like a manager or an agent. Cause what do you wanna be managing that stuff for?
I don't want to do none of that. It's gonna diet. It's gonna drive me crazy. I promise.
No,
it's gonna drive me crazy.
Insane art. Let somebody else take care of that stuff.
Yes. It was great talking to you, though, man.
You too, buddy.
Cool. I'm sitting here on the steps, looking like I'm sitting. What do I look like I'm at right now? But I wanted it to look like I was at work, but I'm not.
But dude, come on.
Huh?
It's next level.
Next level. I wish it said level up, but I didn't have time to do all of that. Like, it took me so long just to take all this tape off. Like, all this, it takes so long to do what I do. But it's worth it at the end, though. It is. It's worth it. But I'm one day behind. I'm supposed to be on that hallway by now. So I'm not leaving here until that's done. It is what it is.
Dude, you are a badass.
Man, thank you, man. And you are too. I got a lot of respect for you and everything that you're doing, man. For real. So, yeah, just keep grinding. And like I said, we're going to talk after this. So.
Yeah, yeah.
We're good.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Bye-bye, everybody. Peace.
Dude, that was so amazing. That guy, next level. True Colors, TREW Colors on Instagram. That stuff is inspiring. If that guy doesn't inspire you, I don't know, man. Do you have a pulse? That was impressive. I feel you could just feel it like that. He's going to blow up and I'm going to look back and be like, I can't believe I got to interview that guy. Now he's, you know, like Kalen Schaub or like Ferris Raffulli level famous. So thanks everybody for watching. I'll see you guys later.